Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise O'Brien and we're going to talk a bit about good food, I think. Denise, good morning to you.
Good morning, LaVon. It's good to talk to you.
And the way we're going to do this is to talk about a program that's coming up this Sunday, August 3rd, that is sponsored by the Practical Farmers of Iowa. Now, Denise, sometimes when we say farmers, people immediately think of huge acres, mostly corn and soybeans, but farmers come in all sizes and shapes and all amounts of land. So even if you're just a greenhouse person, you might be interested.
Yes, exactly. And bigger farmers as well. I mean, there's some interesting things that we apply to our farm. And Practical Farmers is an organization that is involving small farmers to very large farmers. The larger farmers are all dealing with cover crops, and they deal with, you know, growing corn. Not all of them are organic at all. There's conventional farmers. It's a very broad organization that's always been about farmers doing research on their own farm or planting things and then assisting each other through information about how to grow things.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you say that, I think most farmers do their own little bit of research, but this way they get to share it and find out even more. They don't have to do all of it themselves because they get information from other people. So, yeah, don't say, well, I wouldn't be interested in this until you kind of take a look at it. And as long as we've talked about that, and we may talk more about Practical Farmers of Iowa, but let's give the website just in case somebody wants to look that up.
Okay, it's www.practicalfarmers.org.
All right, pretty easy, practicalfarmers.org. All right, Sunday, August 3rd, you are inviting people to Rolling Acres.
Right, we're going to have a field day here. So one thing that Practical Farmers does is every year they have a set of field days, and I think they're up to like 30 or 40. And so just about every weekend in just about every part of Iowa, there's a field day at someone's farm, and we take a walk through the farm. Larry and I went to one a couple weeks ago, and it was about in the Luss Hills in Crescent, Iowa, and it was about crops with hoop houses and things, but it was also about what happens when someone gets hailed out. So we went to that field day, and so we're offering this field day for people to look at how we are growing food in a movable tunnel, and it's with a lot of different things that we're doing out here, and some of them are new and innovative, and some of them are old. Now, we have the Soil and Water Conservation District is sponsoring this with us, and we did get a grant from them, an NRCS grant from the Natural Resources and Conservation Service grant to help put up our high tunnel. So our investment was shared with a small grant.
Okay. Now, when we say high tunnel, those do come in different sizes, and it's not a brand new thing, but still relatively new. But what's the size of your high tunnel?
Our high tunnel is 72 feet long and 30 feet wide, and it's on tracks. So this is a pretty unusual. There's becoming more and more movable tunnels, and we say high tunnel, but we say it's also an unheated greenhouse. It's very similar to what a greenhouse looks like.
Okay, in terms of coming out to look at this, of course, not only the building the high tunnel itself, but I think the other thing that people are going to be really interested in is what you are growing in the high tunnel right now. And of course, that does change from time to time, but right now, what are they going to see in your high tunnel?
Right now, they'll see 12-foot high cucumbers. We're now picking cucumbers on a stepladder. And we have wonderful tomatoes growing in there, and they're getting about 12 feet tall too. So we have cherries, and we have cherry tomatoes, and we have regular beefsteak tomatoes. We also have eggplant, lettuce, green peppers, kale, basil, and different lettuces. So we've got a whole foray of.
And I'm thinking when you're saying you're picking these on a stepladder, some people are going to have a hard time thinking, okay, are the plants actually that tall, or what's the system here?
So the plants we've strung, and up to a cable that's in the high tunnel, and then we've strapped it to it. We've got these little clips that we use to put it to them. And then they also vine up. So they are vertically grown. And that's a little bit different than what we have outside.
Yes. And it does make the harvesting so much different and so much more positive, I think. You know, you're not hunting around for those cucumbers down on the ground and trying to figure out where they are, because here they are right in front of you, although you say you do need a stepladder. So it is a different way of harvesting, but you can kind of see your produce out there, I think, a little more easily. So that will be, in addition to taking a look at the high tunnel and seeing how that's all put together, also taking a look at how these particular vegetables are being grown, I think will be very, very interesting. What about, you may want to give a few more details about that, but we haven't talked about time, for one thing. We've said it's this Sunday.
So it's Sunday from 2 to 4 on August 3rd, and our address is 59624 Chicago Road. So we're north of town, just off of the Elkhorn Road.
Okay, so come north on the Elkhorn Road, about 3 miles, or just maybe over 3 miles if you're coming from the south. And if you're coming from the interstate, you know, it's just about a mile and a half or so till you get to Chicago Road. And remember that those are alphabetical. So you'll come to Boston Road first off the interstate, and then Chicago, and the other way you're going to get to Dallas Road first. Remember, those are alphabetical. It does kind of help find them. So what have been some of your positive experiences with the high tunnel?
Well, early production. So last October, we planted spinach on October 23rd, and we ate it through about Christmas. And then we had everybody knows how cold the winter was, but the spinach started reviving. It went into dormancy and started reviving about February. And on March 9th, we picked our first spinach. So that's really early for Iowa. And we've had the spinach, I think, was a great success for us.
Yeah, and some people go, oh, spinach. But you can't beat that fresh harvested spinach. It tastes much different than anything you ever believed out of a can. That's almost a different world. And, of course, there are different flavors, different varieties. So you had a nice variety there. Biggest problem, biggest challenge with a high tunnel?
Well, this year we had grasshoppers early, and I think we woke up the grasshoppers because they had such a warm environment. So we had to deal with them a long time before other people did, and we used organic controls and actually got them under control. They were mostly hurting our basil, and the basil was full of holes, and we used a product called neem oil, and it really got them under control. In fact, we were talking about it this morning and looking at the plants, and it's like I was ready to pull them up, but then we thought, well, we'll give them a chance, and now they're like 4 feet high and they're just gorgeous.
Okay. What about I always think of wind and hail could be two really big challenges.
And those could be. And so we have been so grateful this year that we have missed all of the bad storms. Mm-hmm. And we did visit a hailed out farm in western Iowa. And the hail goes right through the plastic as it would anything. And so that is a fear, you know, of ours. And every time there was a storm, it was like, oh, please don't hail. And then wind can be a problem as well. This high tunnel is extremely well anchored. So, but it has been known for people, we've read stories of people that the wind comes in underneath and picks up the high tunnel like a balloon. But so we made sure that ours was very well anchored.
Yeah. So if you want to know more about high tunnels, if you want to know more about different ways to grow your food, this would be a good thing to come and see and visit with everybody. People have a great time. It's not a sit down, listen to everybody. This is walking, talking kind of thing. So, and that's typical, I think, of the Practical Farmers of Iowa, again, because that's the whole purpose is sharing information. So again, Denise, remind us of time and date and place.
So it's Sunday, August 3rd from 2 to 4 p.m. at 59624 Chicago Road. And everyone's welcome.
All right. Thank you very much, Denise O'Brien, for inviting us to a Practical Farmers of Iowa field day. Until next time, here's a thought. The method of the enterprising is to plan with audacity and execute with vigor.